Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. A new reading, Canto 4. One of the Bryans, alert to danger, read his Sunday Tribune for the second time. He was Limerick, Kerry, Dublin. A Bryan afraid of a brain, bothered by the prospect of being found out. Drink, cash, power. All one in three Bryans. Brine for marinade. We better do something about him. He'll never work it out. Don't be so sure. I remember him at school. He's all talk. You can never be sure. Remember Bernstein? Bernstein who? The fella who got the Nixer. Pardon? Go back to drink, you fool. Darling, don't be like that with me. We go way back. Excuse me. Moleskine here. It's not a play you're writing. I need poems. Pure, unadulterated poems. Poetry, if you like. So far, I haven't felt a single sonnet rubbing my spine. This has to be the longest haiku massage. If you're not up to it, I suggest you copy The Man from Snowy River. At least there's energy in Clancy. I wouldn't mind being confused with a horse, so my dressage would put thighs in my side. Leave the house to find the fools, turn over stones, rock pools, cobblers and periwinkles in Kilkee. Is there any further inspiration you need? The scene is set, introductions done. You're looking for challenge, accept fun. Highways and byways, rumours abound. Corruption without distraction will never be found. Don't forget your limericks. Tools of the trade, my scythe, spade and lathe, this craft demands careful choices. When I first cut grass, I used scissors. Technological advance on fingers. When the first drops of paint were applied to the walls of the cave, it was fingernails I used to gouge the surface, purchase for pigment. So, Monday morning is time to gather accoutrements fit for purpose. The iPhone is the latest hammer, the blunderbuss of choice. A partner for the dance, O2. May I have the pleasure? I used to be a meteor, but lost the time to wait. Table Square by Eric Pierce, designed from scratch for the farm gate. Suddenly I'm on television in front of the nation. In studio I am interviewing leader of workers from the comfort of armchair in suburb of Ireland's confused city, asking the searching questions, seeking to cut through cant. I am intent on delving deeper on behalf of dispossessed folk, used to sitting round fires, telling porky pies, a people used to easier times when hunger was hunger, when there was no advantage in debt, without remission from sin, without contrition. I love being interviewed. I love my face in front of the crowd. I've worked all my life, ambitioned by drive, enterprise and innovative spirit designed to set me apart. What's the point in having an ego unless it's mine to use? Talking about change. I'm here to represent my members against your demands. We may as well go round in circles. Excuse me, this is the Almighty speaking. I sent you to save me, as Votan sent his will before me. You are my last roll of the dice. I warn you against the seduction of chattering classes with their lower interest rates and balancing banks. I weaponed you with poetic tools. Didn't I appoint a Jesuit to educate your pen? Follow your nose to the source of the smell. I've given you heroic couplets. Don't waste them. My all might better half waits rampant with rage, persecuted by the prospect of peace with fools. It is my wish she stay dreaming her nightmares, lest she wake to the music of regime change in the heavens, and paradise return to its earthly roots. I'm banking on you to consort with fairies in wishing wells. Go behind the apparitions in trees, into the stone, crack rocks, until the splinters fly and chancers die. Sleeps, my name. You can call me Slumber. If you need to curse my absence, do it quietly. There's a child to consider. Mine is the province of the night. All who know me, God, know well. I'm used to being forgotten. You are watched over while you wear my clothes. The character of sleep overpowered the man with the tea, spoke for the side of him he'd rather keep hidden. The chill of the tile, draft round the door, click of kettle, click of clock, fresh from snoring, unable to recall the fuss you made during the night. I stayed with you, minding your body, so your soul could breathe. My work never done in light. You wouldn't even recognize me if I bit you during a daydream. You and I go so far back. It was there for the conception, the Big Bang, when the ruddy little sperm cornered your egg and disturbed sleep into life. It was as if Adam met Eve full on, screwed her out of the garden, called me into action, into eternity. Is there an Omega in the house? Alpha Male was the name they all assumed fit for my temper, but on my wrist the shape of my father Frank. Tell me it is time the sun took over, sent sleep off to play with moon. I've drunk suffice of sleep. That was the harvest of the 3rd of November, done and stored, never knowingly undersold. Morning's the time for confusion, when all commerce seems a gigantic fraud, committed without remorse, by the school of thought that specializes in property is theft. Left to my own devices, I would never sleep in case I'd be caught out of the morning demand for clarity before charity. A verse true to the dawn smiles from deep in labyrinth, shines through the chatter of competing insects taking off from the surface. Massage me, man. Muscle into crevices. Loosen the memory within. Was Anamkara written by a fool? Moleskin's faith in you rests secure. These are early days. I can see you pick your way with care. Roll on the day you've more to say, when the pen won't pause for the sake of the cause. This body of work feels every hesitation as neglect. Get on the road into your system. Jack's journey was a paper too. You might put that in your pipe. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Why are all the smokers gone from drink-filled rooms? They kept me going with material and pungent participles. It is your task to write me. Space me out. Give me a tributary of the Grand Canal. A Lido or two satisfies that want. If you can't space the Shannon, the Meg, Deal, Feel will do. I can be getting on with your version of the Heimlich manoeuvre. Whatever about you, I'm still tipsy from sleep. I waddled homely as a crowd that boats on sky or rakes and pills. Will that do? Only a first draft, Dorothy. Come, sit on my knee. Attend to my muse, my dear. If we could only stride the McGillicuddy Reeks as over wasp water, I'd have invented unnatural verse, and you could have married in Tintern. We are the gravediggers, the light relief, Yorick and what's his name, our gods. Go up to Mount St. Lawrence, where uncle's still asleep in a double poster. and you can't hear yourself for the dead beneath their crosses. We ferried across from Tarbert. Carried out, you might say. Swapped the intelligence of mountains for salt on bog. Dearest Dorothy, where would I be without you? Aloft while on thy bed we lay, those cute whores flashed on the leeward eye. That is the piss of solitude. Did you get that down in notes? Will you be able to reproduce me? Wordsworth, A Dream, The Sister of Mercy, Crossing the Mersey, into Hades. I'm with Dante on this. Cretlow Woods before me, dullest night, moles about. The rumour is Lenehan stalks the copse. And when he's exhausted by the civility of servants, he assignates with Daniel O'Connell's ghost, the bold O'Donoghue, who brought the good news from Brewery to Ennis via Killarney, where he swam in Lady's View, built a Taj Mahal to Red Rum, Arkle and the Boy Racer, that twittered from Kerry to say he met a monk in a beehive who smelled honest. I wouldn't be believing such a claim before a 360-degree appraisal by the people. We have to stop him. We can't ignore him. Jesus, will you fuck off? Haven't we the dogs into McWilliams? This fucker's small fry, I'm telling you. What must be done? This is not a chat about it. Drumcondra says we're to get on. His precise words were, who will rid me of this carbuncle before I carbuncle him? Fuck it, I'm only joking, boss. Well, go to the farm gate. Sit under the poems on the wall where you have full view of Minahan's eye. You should be able to hit him from there. Under which fucking poem? You'll find it best to sit under the Heaney. You wouldn't know where to look if I told you perch by a Cork poet. You watch him now. I need you familiar with his habits. Follow him to the toilet if you have to. I don't give a tinker's for how you ready yourself. There's one gathering, you can be sure. There are no fools. One fireside, one hearth, one circle. All who sit in that ceremony there, they know what it's like to be a fool, to hold inside the pain that breaks the spirit into pieces. They felt their reason go, their mind abandoned, but it's a secret society, wearers of the stigmata. Perhaps it's not so much blood they secrete as soul juice. At one time or another, all who gather here have been dead to pleasure, blind to beauty, vacant to expression, wished to wake up in a calmer grave. This is the house of aware, where the only help you'll find is locked out until you open a chink of light. Winter tears, rain, whatever weather. I went out to the hazel wood, hooked a berry to a thread. Myself was divided. End of Canto 4. Canto 5. The one honest man in Ireland picked his nose, scratched into his bottom and belched. He hadn't washed his teeth today, or taken a scissors to toenails in ages. A tie would have constrained his neck, so he wore clean underpants. They made him feel well-dressed. There was a pimple growing on left hip. He yearned to squeeze it and wipe away the pus with fingertip. In other words, a raw specimen. Why shouldn't I protest at this point? You hardly expect me to ignore the premature entrance of a lout, let out and about to commit acts, unspeakable inanities. A moleskin is not without standards. The role of the writer is to suspend disbelief, not create it. You could have kept that brute for afters, or whatever your type calls it. I can imagine telling Master Chadwin, I've been breached by a farcical monstrosity. I see you couldn't even sustain an even meter. Certainly, he's a dank curse in blank verse. Please get rid of him before he fouls my centre page. I have no wish to be forced to part with any smidgen of my 240 pages. You realise you'll need every single sheet of me to complete your fantasy? With that, the moleskin slipped back into its burrow. As Erda retreating after apocryphal intonation. She's so full of herself. No pen stronger than the arm that wields it. No pursed lips to punctuate a truth. A golden globe too bright to behold, shadow light on ceramic vessels, there is room for growth in my garden. I'll plant a rhyme in hope it will mate. You'll reap a similar reward when you fertilise your exotic endlinian. There's a flower show on the way, last season's spirit, early snow perhaps. I saw tubers laid in lawn, like Fort Mary's, Bloody Mary's to you. It's too cold now to mow the grass. Fallow feelings would look finer on ice. This moment of scooping debris from yesterday, reassembling it, as if they took the Eiffel Tower down and removed the piece that did not fit. Into the new world view, we have plans for you. The muse has spoken, another booming tone alongside the Almighty. Man cannot work for one master. It's essential to be pulled in directions made for ugly bedfellows. The Queen of Annus Horribilis blessed her own survival. Would you do less without rereading Tao? Without coughing up phlegm? Flim flam. Whenever you're struck on the page, keep the pen agitated, as Freud decreed, the free associated of poems, locked in Pandora's box. Yours if the power to open, the power, the glory to behold. All you're afraid of is your personal unconscious, as if there weren't enough guides, gurus out there offering to lead you over the cliff into peace of mind. 31 is a shamanic number, the only one I know to be linked to 39 steps and the 30 disciples. If you were born on the prejudice of 12, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Even the names of the unknown soldiers, every man, woman, and child. Even the funereal chants from monks of the scapular. Did I tell you Dan Brown's gone to ground and in the dust is equal made with his grandfather? Flow, flow, you river of descent. How can you ever find what you're looking for without going naked into the night of day? Your penis exposed, vagina bare. Show, show, show me your testicles. You may have wrapped this body politic around the little finger the rugged rascal ran away from, but you haven't fooled me. You may sit at the same deal table, see reflections in cutlery and prisms, but your confusion doesn't confuse me anymore. I may have boarded the Dunleary boat, hitchhiked from Holyhead, jerked two fingers at motorists on the A5. I may have needed a lorry to get me to London, but on those streets of anonymous bliss, I kissed the policeman who pointed me to the squat on Drury Lane. Oh, I was there for the hair. Aquarius man, too fucking uncurious for his own good. In those days, I flirted with Mao Zedong and Stalinistic rhetoric, escaped from Ireland to pick up a trade so that I might apply for a job at what they call home. Autobiography, the name that dares not speak out too soon. The tall puppy dog, Shih Tzu or Alsatian. The mother took a wolfhound into her lair so she wouldn't be tied to the doctor's wife. I could tell you that story too. Come back for seconds later, if you like second helpings from the same dish. End of Canto 5.